Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
There's Miss Morris herself.
I got the last one.
All right. That
was right. And I went through three microwaves to try to heat it up because they're so hard.
You're trying to heat it up too?
Ooh, Fee, yeah, because it was hard.
I can have your s'mores cookie.
You
brought me one? That's the only one
half?
I wanted.
Do you want half?
No, good. I'm messing with you. Okay. I got to watch my weight.
I know you're messing with me, but I would still give you half.
Thank you, man. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Miami Dolphins are in Spain practicing, getting ready.
They're done practicing. Now it's dinner time, right?
Yeah, actually, it's a fair point. Probably getting some paella.
No, you think...
What?
I'm trying to think. What would they be eating? Can't
paella?
Eat that every day.
Watch me.
Churros?
Man.
Sea bass?
That's one of the
Isn't ugliest. That Chilean?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be. It's not prepared Chilean. It's prepared Mediterranean.
Hey, can I just tell you? That is one of the ugliest fishes on planet Earth.
The toothfish?
Pantagonian toothfish. Better known as sea bass. Look it up. It's hideous.
Oof. The Panthers, they're on the ice tonight at 7 o'clock. Obi in town. And we'll see if the Panthers can keep him from climbing from the 900 club because, well, he's alone there. I can't believe how good these old guys are at hockey. When do they slow down?
Wow. Thanks. Sea bass being discussed by a jackass.
Unbelievable. He's really something.
He's relentless.
He is. He's in a. He must. Maybe it's his potluck today. Because I would imagine that nobody hates a potluck more than Schmeathen at his place of work.
He's got to be
too joyful.
82.
What?
He's got to be like 82.
He uses Twitch. There's no way he's 82.
Really?
It's just probably the soul of an 82-year-old.
What's the cutoff
of Twitch?
Yeah.
Not eight. I would say before 82, dude. I think at the latest, I'm being optimistic. Something in the sixes.
Okay.
Right. You know, a real hip 60-year-old too.
All right.
It's something, man. So, Cats are back at it tonight. Hopefully, they can get the feel good, keep it going from the road trip. They finish with that win against the Golden Knights, and no Bob Tarasov's in net tonight. And then they got the Dastardly Lightning are here on Saturday.
Ooh.
Hate them.
Hey, are we over it though? Because we've owned them.
Owned them, but they're babies. And all the fight, dude, you remember all the fights?
Oh,
the,
my goodness. Before
from preseason.
Yeah.
It was nonstop with the hockey fights.
With nobody who's on the squad now.
Well, they called up a bunch of goons. And I got to tell you, Kenny Atkinson annoyed me. I genuinely hate John Cooper. I don't like his face. I don't like his face. He's just got a smugness about him, you know? Smug.
There's, yeah.
You know, he doesn't like that Paul Maurice is in the Champions Club now. You know? Kind of reminds me of like, he's probably like, oh, look, here's Paul Maurice with his long-winded speeches. It's like, hey, you know what, John Pooper? Just sit there with that stupid look on your face and shut up. I hate him so much. God. He just sits there on that bench. This is him the whole time. He got that sourpuss mug on his face. Hockey. That's him. I know that's very mature of me. I understand. I mean, but God. He's so mad at the Panthers. And then he brings these goons up to try and mess up the Cats. And I'm just not here for it. Head on a swivel, dude. And you're lucky Gadjevich is hurt. Sorry, AJ Greer.
He has two cups, too.
Hmm?
He has two cups, too.
Yeah, I know. Oh, he's a champ. I get it. He's a champion. And then he's like, he feels himself very, like, holier than thou because of it, you know? He's so mad that Paul Maurice is on the cup now. He's like, ooh, we used to run the Sunshine State.
I mean, you haven't run the Sunshine State in 4 years.
I understand. But that's a long time. He feels some type of way about it, you know?
Yeah, okay. You know what he can say? Remember that time? That's what his career. That's where they are now. Remember that time we went to two consecutive?
No, yeah. You remember that time when you brought up a bunch of thugs to try and take out our Cats? Revenge will be had. Get ready. It's gonna be.
You
it's
think?
Gonna more.
But we don't have. I mean, who do we have on the team that's gonna?
There's a reason Donovan Sobrango's got up here, and he's got to get a dust up early. Be like, hey. Get your fighting shoes on, dude. Nico Mikkola is ready.
Put the 10 ounces on.
Nico Mikkola is ready.
Put the 10-ounce gloves on.
The Condor is ready. Trust me. There's going to be some extracurriculars come Saturday afternoon. Little matinee, beat down on the ice.
See?
Going to be a whole lot of whistles.
Here we go. You're
what? I'm not doing the thing.
You are.
He's hyping himself up, man.
I know you are getting. Are you going to the game Friday?
What?
Are you going to the game Saturday?
No, they didn't have tickets.
Yeah.
They said they were out. Mm. They're like, catch you next time. I'm like, I don't know when the next time is going to be.
You know what that is? That's our show.
Yep.
Our show is on the bottom of the.
Who'd you ask?
It don't matter.
Yeah, you know I asked.
You know what?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Hi. holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Time for us to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and toyotaofhollywood.com. Leroy.
What's up?
Put your mic on.
What's up?
Back like a professional. Embarrassing us in front of our guests, dude. You don't have your microphone on. What are you doing?
Okay.
I'm very excited about the fights this weekend. UFC 322 is going down, and this man joining us here is I'm very excited about his bout. He's on a monster run right now. He's the number 2 UFC welterweight on the planet. Sean Brady joining us here on the show. Hello, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Very good, buddy. Very good. Thank you for giving us some time this week. Appreciate this. With this this big fight ahead against Michael Morales, everything checking out good so far. Weight cut and all that stuff on these final hours.
Yeah, man, everything's good. Last day, you know, it's a little bit drags by. You know, you have to cut weight and do the press conference, but yeah, everything's good. My weight's been great. My energy's been great all week. So couple more pounds tonight, and then we're on weight, and then we'll be feeling good tomorrow, and then going to work on Saturday.
We were talking about this during the break, but you know, I gotta imagine this is nice having a fight pretty close to home for you, because I remember you fought down here at the Hard Rock probably like 7 years ago, and I was blown away how many Philly fans you had come down to South Florida. Yeah. Is that like how it always, like, how do you always have that amount of crew? Was that a specialty that you had that many people travel down here for that fight? Because I was like, look at this guy. He's already got the place packed.
Nah, man. I mean, regionally, I was fighting in Philly. Obviously, it'd be packed. AC be packed. And then there was a couple Florida fights. They were a lot of my friends traveled, you know. It was great. But I got my whole team up here with me now. My wife, my daughter, and my parents just got up here today. Fighting this close to home, it's awesome, man. So Team Brady will be out in full support at MSG for sure.
So, Sean, I've always been amazed at this weight cut thing. Like, when do you know, okay, maybe I'm trying to cut too much, or it's just kind of it's part of it. You just get where you need to get and deal with it. Do you gradually do it? I know guys get themselves in trouble for a fight trying to cut too much. I mean, it's the biggest thing with all of fighting that I haven't been able to kind of grasp how difficult or easy it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard. I cut about 25 pounds in a couple weeks, but it's really just water. You're just manipulating water, you know? I've been eating and drinking this entire time. Like, I was already in striking distance of making weight this morning. I did an hour sauna, and I came back, been drinking, had a couple of little small meals. So I've been eating. If you're doing it right, you should be eating and drinking the entire week up until tonight will be the final cut. I'll cut maybe 4 or 5 pounds. I won't eat anything until 9 a.m. tomorrow, but then I'll be 195 pounds when I go back and fight on Saturday. Okay. Yeah, it's crazy.
Like that. That is. I mean, I try to explain to people that you're talking about the fighting, or the hardest part for me is the cutting weight part of it, and still being able to go out and perform.
Yeah, yeah. It it's definitely hard, but this is my 20th professional fight. I'm right. 18 years, so yeah, this is my 20th fight, and this is going to be my easiest weight cut. it's crazy, like how low my weight got this week, and how high my energy was. Like I trained 2 times yesterday. You get smarter with it when you're doing it. You know, mm-hmm. if you do it the right way, like it's always going to be hard, but you can definitely make it easier on yourself for sure.
Do you do much in the way of like reflecting? Because we mentioned that regional fight, like I'm sure 7-8 years is a long time, but like, does it feel like it flies by? Because now you go from trying to get into the UFC to now you're basically on the doorstep of getting your first title shot. Is there a lot of reflecting on the journey along the way, or do you have to just kind of keep it a task at hand type of thing?
Yeah, I definitely reflect, but I really just try to live in the moment now. That's like a big thing for me. It's just enjoying what I'm doing in this moment, being where my feet are, not thinking about the past, not thinking about the present, just enjoying even these moments right now. You know, like cutting weight sucks, but one day I want to look back and remind myself and remember that I enjoy these moments. You know, so mm-hmm. many fighters, they go through it and they look back and they're like, fuck, like I was miserable doing this. I was miserable doing that. I didn't enjoy the media. This is a privilege, you know. I chose to do this. I get to live my dream every single day, and these are some moments that are just, like, you have to embrace them.
What did that last win against Leon, like, do for, I guess, the confidence as far as knowing your title ready? That guy's never been finished before. He's a former champion. You're going to his territory, and you get a win like that. I got to imagine that had to feel like top of the world, like, all right, now I'm for sure ready.
Yeah, it felt great, but even that, like, I expected that, you know? Like, that's what I do in the gym every single day, and it just showed on the biggest stage, and, yeah, it was a great feeling, but I never get caught up in the highs or the lows. I kind of just try to ride in that middle area, you know? I don't want to believe – you don't believe everything people say about you, whether it's good or bad, you know? I just keep my head down, train, and whatever comes up next, I cross that bridge when I get there.
Are you a rabid Philadelphia sports fan? Because I feel like with fighters, it goes one of two ways. They only care about fighting and they don't care about sports, or they are big sports fans. So, like, how big are you into the Philly scene?
I mean, I'm, bro, like, obviously, I love the Eagles. My strength and conditioning coach is, his name's Game Brangle. He's Lane Johnson's strength coach. So I work out at Lane's house 3 times a week in the bro barn. So me and Lane became pretty cool and pretty close. He's a huge UFC fan. So I met like a lot of the players, and I've gotten a lot more invested in the Eagles over like the last 3 years since I've been working with Gabe.
Wait, what the hell? It's called the bro barn?
The bro barn.
Is it an actual barn?
It's an actual barn out back of his house that has, like, everything. Like, all of our fucking our squat racks, everything, yeah. So it's turf, all kinds of shit. Yeah, it's sick.
Sean, we can't wait for your fight, man. Best of luck this week at UFC 322. Thanks, and all the best, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
All right, man. Take care. There you go. Sean Brady, go check him out. He's taking on Michael Morales. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that.
Sweating.
Don't look at me like that.
Don't look at your phone. You know it's coming.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. All the best to him. He was fun. You can't say it wasn't fun.
He's great.
You play with fire.
I didn't play with fire. It was a completely reasonable question.
Like he was trying. He tried to deflect with the whole bro barn.
Here's the deal. When you have to give a disclaimer,
mm-hmm.
every time we interview, whether it's at 4 o'clock at night, 6 o'clock the next day, when you have to give a disclaimer, yo. We're on live radio.
Mm-hmm.
probably means you should.
I felt like we were going good.
But you
we
know
were going,
what?
It doesn't
going,
take.
We were going good.
He was, did you see him like this? You know what this means? You know what this look right here means?
Relax.
I am comfortable as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, though.
Yeah, but.
In all defense, I feel like Tobin thought we had to dump it.
He mashed that thing like 27 times.
I don't have anything in front of me. Anyway. Appreciate Sean Brady for joining the show.
Yes.
Nice guy.
He started off. It was
nice guy.
Great.
Yeah.
It was great.
See, I was going to go into the AJ Brown thing, but then we were going down this.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got scared.
God!
It's a good move, you know?
Because I was going to go. Like, I thought we were going somewhere. He's friends with Lane Johnson, but then I was like,
yeah, right.
I had like a good amount of stuff to go to, and then I was like, I just got
right at the end when he went, bah, bah. You got, hey, nice talking to you, buddy.
Great.
I try.
We apologize to the children, as Shmeethan would say.
Children?
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
Didn't get that comment. Not yet.
He's thinking it. He's thinking it. Anyway.
Why don't we have a dumb button?
I don't know. Can we not talk about it?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm trying to move on. The fart's lingering in church, and you're just like, who dropped that? Just move on.
We're not moving on.
The sermon's going on.
Someone says it.
I said 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Literally. I wish I could do that on Game Day Uncensored.
Probably should be Game Day Censored.
But that's not the name of the show.
I know.
That's not the name of the show. So apparently, we know who took away the Papa shot.
Who?
It was Jordan Brooks, according to Devon Achan. And they've been continually breaking the hoop, and then Jordan Brooks took it away. But he won't say that he did because he keeps saying no comment.
Oh, so he took it away because they kept breaking the hoop?
No, he took it away because they were being, they thought that they were the Harlem Globetrotters. He's like, hey, enough nonsense. We're 2-7. That's why he took it away.
He got a little Ed Reed in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You need a couple of guys on your team like that.
Yeah.
Like just unreasonable.
Strictly business.
Like unreasonably. Like we had a couple of guys like that. Every team has them. But there's certain guys like that on the team are on the team for guys like me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to make light of every situation, but I'm still going to go out and do my job. But everybody else doesn't see it that way. And those guys are on the team to like, hey, man. I'm like, ooh, I'm sorry. I got football. Right. Nobody tackling me on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Why can't I just?
Well, he leads. Does he still lead the league in tackles?
I don't know.
Still leads the league.
He has
in tackles.
Like a million every game.
Yeah, and he's punching out footballs left and right. He's a very serious man. He's serious about his business.
Can I just tell you, if I gave you a football, right, and then let me come and punch at it while you're running, you know what you'll realize? They miss a lot, and your ribs are right there. Ugh. That's the way he talks. They should have been prepared.
Who said that?
Danny Dimes.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate that. Again, let's move on. Apparently, we could have a showdown because there's some injured cornerbacks on the Commanders, which means could be a Noah Igbinoghene revenge game or Jalen Waddle Rosie Toasties. We'll see. What?
Roasty Toasties?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Cute.
Roasting Noah Igbinoghene. Roasty Toasted. Burnt toast.
You think they're going to put him on? I think if they get to that situation, they're going to play zone and deep zone. That's what they're going to do.
Well, if you're out of options, I don't know what you do.
You play zone. You don't play man and get roasted.
You don't think they trust him?
I just think that when you go through so many backups, you're limited on the extravagant defenses that you can call. You know, so you go basic zones, which means you should get picked apart if you can protect. I'm telling you what, you know what I hate. Soon as I see the first bubble screen, I'm out.
All right.
Tired of bubble screen.
I understand. You've made that point every day this year.
And I'm going to keep making it because guess what? It won't go away. Okay. It won't go away. 2nd and 13. Here we come.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin?
or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's been fun being here today. We had the pot luck going on. Everybody got lucky with the pot. And it's been good seeing everybody there today as we're winding down. We got one more week till I don't know. So the Heat, they'll be back at it tomorrow. You guys can hear that right here on FM 104.3. We got Canes this weekend. And don't sprint. Don't sprint. There's no point.
You gotta work off all that turkey and chicken.
What did Bill Belichick once tell you? He said, "Don't speed, right, fellas?
Yeah.
Don't speed. Late is late. I don't need you here. You too. Yeah." Her birth.
She has an alarm.
Yeah. No, my alarm is for 3 minutes, and it just rang. So this was a short break.
No.
No, it was a long break.
Here we go. One, two, three, four.
It wasn't.
Ooh, there's a topical in there. 5.5.
It wasn't a short break.
Almost 6.
My favorite, though, is the late scoot that you guys do. That's my favorite. You know what we need? I need a weather report. Could you give me a weather update from Chill Zone AC featuring Reliably Rude AC Systems? Make your AC great again. Yes, get the window flex going.
We got overcast skies. Winds coming out of the north northeast at about 10, 15 miles an hour. And I would say the temperature is at about 73, 74. Other than that, pretty nice day. You might get a little shower because these clouds look a little gray. But other than that, nice day. Great time of year.
Boom. Again, visit visit chillzoneac.com. Thank you to Chill Zone AC for our weather reports. Very good. Dolphins, you got Canes this week. You see the Canes are going to get this South Carolina quarterback, it seems like? Sellers?
Sellers?
Yeah.
Really?
Be careful the guy this weekend. NC State's got a baller of a quarterback.
Yes.
Guess where he played high school football at?
Down here.
Down here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate those revenge games. The same thing happened against Louisville. All the kids from here, they all know. Yeah. Oh, the Canes are playing? Yeah. That's an all too familiar tale, Dan.
Wait, we already still playing for
I'm talking about for the future. You never know.
For South Carolina?
Yeah.
He shut it down for the season. They're 3-6.
Yeah, he got hurt.
He shut it down.
Lenoris Sellers.
But now it's gonna go to the Canes, baby.
Well, we said the same thing with
Carson Beck.
Yeah. But in fairness to Carson Beck, the year before with Cam Ward, you knew you had to get out to a fast start because your defense was a sieve, right? Now it almost seems like you don't feel that way, and the team is less aggressive early in games, and then they kind of turn it up as the game goes on. What I would please like to see out of these Canes is jump on them, get up on them, dominate them early, and shut it down late. But don't try to do it the other way. Don't slow start it and then try picking it up, because you give a team hope. Hope in football or any sport is one of the reasons why upsets happen. If you give people the belief, oh, we got a chance in this game, they put forth a little bit more effort, they try a little bit harder, a couple of bad things happen for you, next thing you know, you're upset.
Yeah, I think the thing that I'm disappointed about is, like, I was trying to buy in earlier in the year to the idea that they're a more complete team, which I think they are more balanced, because I think the defense is pretty good.
Right.
The defense is pretty good. I think they have pretty much everything on offense, it would seem. Like, got one of the best receivers in the country. CJ Daniels obviously got awesome hands. I know he's missed the last game. The depth after that's a little, meh. You know, they got some freshmen that have had some good moments, but I guess the tight ends have been a little disappointing. Like, maybe Lofton hasn't lived up to standards that maybe people thought, but you know, the line is good at protecting. They got push early on in the season. And so, like, I was trying to give Mario's squad the benefit of the doubt, because people were being so cranky about the idea that they couldn't put a full game together.
Right.
But that has been a trend. And then obviously it's bit him in the ass twice. So,
but it's like you're almost, see, and the problem with this is, and I would say this when we talk about other sports, don't assume you can turn it on when you want to. Because one time you're going to try to turn it on and you can't, and what ends up happening is the unthinkable. You end up losing games you have no business losing. And so from that standpoint, that's why I believe that this team should do whatever they can to get off to a faster start so they don't have to do that.
So do you think, like, but that's the thing that everybody questioned early on in the season, right? Like, they got off to these great starts, and then Mario got...
Not really. They've always kind of slow rolled it into games. It just so, but here's why it looked better. You ready? Because the teams they were playing were highly ranked. So when you keep it close, because you're the
well, Notre Dame, they blew the doors off them early.
Yeah,
and then it got closer.
Right. So I'm like trying to figure out why don't you want to live like that? Like, that's the way you want it?
Well,
that's the thing,
everybody thinks he's got those squeaky cheeks. He gets conservative.
Yes, that.
And so, like, I think most coaches feel like if you get the jump on somebody, like, you're supposed to, you know, step on their neck a little bit.
No, you got to do it in the beginning, though. They've never had an opportunity. Think about this. In the last two games they've played, even though they've won convincingly, they've never just stepped on their neck, and it was kind of a gradual thing. Almost death by a thousand paper cuts. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, you know, you see a 28-point victory, you're not thinking, oh, we just blew them out. No!
I also thought that was funny, like, last game against Syracuse, it was kind of like, because Dawson's been very snippy about, oh, I'm too predictable, I run up the middle too much. And so, like, I appreciate the trick plays with Malachi Toney throwing a touchdown pass and throwing it to CeCe Mauinoa for the touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of felt like, see, I can be tricky. I got tricks.
Right.
Like, that's what it kind of felt like.
It doesn't, like, when a lot of coaches run trick plays, it either seems like they either have stones or they've been preparing for it. it's never of, you never hear of a coach, oh, he's outside of his element going for it here. And that's kind of how it, he's never really done stuff like that. I think he needs to get there. Because guess what? There's going to come a time when you're the underdog and you're going to have to come out and throw the first punch. And you're going to have to have all your little tricks in your bag. You're going to have to use all those things, right? It's not, you're not always going to be the team that's supposed to win. And so you got to start getting in the habits of playing, starting fast, regardless of who you play. That's the only problem I have with this team, is that for some reason they come out of these games slow rolling it and building, and if anything should happen to happen bad in the first couple of quarters, now they're in a tight spot.
RMS says, Notre Dame and Florida State was a beatdown, then we let him back in the game. Yeah, I know, and I remember the frustration about it, and I'm like, I don't want to do this because I just want them to get through. But look, the flaws, the signs were there. For everybody right. who was a skeptic, like, the signs were there. Right. I didn't want to listen to it. I just want to get some wins and move on and enjoy. And like, it sucks because I will take any season where I could start the season beating Notre Dame, Florida, Florida State. That's Goosey's galore.
Right.
I don't care where those programs are at.
Mm-hmm.
If I could start a season with those wins, but this every year with these ACC games,
mm-hmm.
there's a knock, knock. Who's there? ACC here to collect. That bill is due. It's like it's always due.
Right.
It's always due. And they always get exposed, and I can't enjoy it. So now I can't look at the back of the season now
and be like,
that was great because I lose to a Georgia Tech or a Syracuse or a Pitt. It doesn't matter. You can change the characters, but they're always there. Knock, knock. Who's there? Atlantic Coast Conference. I'm here to collect.
Which is more just terrible.
I know. I'm trying not to be a rat bastard about this stuff. Trying to be reasonable.
And sometimes, and I'm like, I understand what Mario says. Like, when you go through a couple of weeks like that.
No one works harder.
I don't want to hear we got to keep chopping wood.
You know, I'm no BS, Joe. Joe, I tell you this all the time. I'm no BS. And we got to keep moving. We got to keep moving. You know, you lose a game, you can't sit and you stink. You got to keep moving. You poop your pants, you keep moving, you keep pressing in the trenches with the poop in your pants. Forge forward. I'm punching my fist right now. I know it doesn't do anything for a radio show, but I'm punching my fist. Tell you who's got his stuff together, though, that Heatherman. I think it's his beard. I feel like he's always got it under. You know, maybe over once in a while, but he's going to get it together.
Yeah.
Why does he have a New York accent? It's not New York. It's tough. That's a tough accent. Tough.
Tough accent.
It's tough. Tough. Just crazy. Just a prayer. So I would like to see a full, complete performance. That's what I would like to see this weekend.
I would like to see them be more aggressive in the beginning of the game instead of trying to have a sustained drive of 8 or 9 plays. That being said, I've seen situations like this when people say, why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? And the coaching staff doesn't have confidence in the people that are doing it. You ever thought that maybe they don't have the confidence in Beck they think they have?
How could they not? Yeah, but like, that's the thing. That's like, okay, if you're going to go and you get this guy, and I get it, he was coming off of an injury, and there were plenty of red flags, and, you know, There are things about Carson Beck, like anything that a Georgia fan warned you about with him, about the body language and the rolling of the eyes, like, or what the Cavender twins said. You know, there are plenty of those things that have flared up that I haven't been great. I mean, he's got a bit of a whiny face on that sidelines with his teammates. Yeah. Not to mention throwing your receivers under the bus, dude. Now, it's not Tua level because, you know, Tua's a pro. I guess you're a pro. So a little grace, but It wasn't a great look. And I know one thing. The guy last year, there's no shot in hell he would do that.
No. Which is, even to this day, one of the things that everybody both in the college ranks and the NFL really like about him.
Yeah.
About Cam Ward.
Cam Ward is a musketeer, dude.
Hey, how about this? He has some little Jay Cutler in him.
Yeah, a little bit. A little. I get what you're saying.
Luis.
Yeah, I get Luis, what Luis is saying.
Yeah. How about Chad Henne? I can't remember. Chad Henne was just black.
I don't remember Chad Henne having like. Right. I just remember Chad Henne is like. Bleh.
Yeah.
You know, I don't recall him.
Is he still in the league?
No. He's been retired for a while.
No, he hasn't.
He has been. He's been retired for like 4 years.
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
When's the last time Chad Henne played football? Why are we debating?
A year, two at the most.
I remember him doing a Subway commercial because he was done. They're like, let's see. How long has he been out? Chad Henne. 22. So what was that? Three years. 3 years.
You don't count this year.
I just did.
Well, you counted to make your numbers look good. You said he was out 6 or 7.
I didn't say 6. Now
You did!
You just made my numbers worse.
What did you say?
I said 4.
Oh, my God. You got video! You got tape!
Okay, dude. I'm not gonna get yelled at by the guy who said evasive surgery.
Oh, here we go. Now I knew. We couldn't let that go. We couldn't just move on. I hope you're proud of yourself there.
Heat Lifer says, two and Beck, samesies.
Two and, no.
Kind of. Oh. Though. Kind of.
Trash. No. I don't know, man. If they went on a run, I'm not putting it out of the realm of possibilities.
If we were to play that's a win, that's a loss.
No.
I'm not going to ask to play it, but if one were to play it for the next 4 games, you would say more wins. You would.
So what if they get to 500?
What if they do?
Then what?
I don't know. We could either be happy about it, or we could be like, where the hell was this? Depends.
I told you, I'm telling you what the problem is. Is that they have success running a certain type of play, of running certain plays, and the coach overcoaches the situation and changes before anybody has defended what you do well.
Yeah, it's also not been play call. I mean, they've put themselves in bad positions. They've had really critical penalties. They turn the ball over like crazy.
That too.
So, I don't know. But anyway, that's our show for today, everybody.
Is it?
No, it is.
All right.
We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.